definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Headlines tailored just for you. It is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. What you need to know. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank studio. Start off the headlines with the Houston Astros falling short yesterday of an afternoon, 5-4 to the Orioles. So
lead off Rushman bomb.
That helped things out, obviously. Astros unable to complete the sweep. This stat just astonished me yesterday. The Orioles have not been swept at home in almost 3 years. 76 consecutive series without a sweep at home. Like, because there have been some terrible Orioles team. Like, I'm still having trouble, you know, converting my brain to the Orioles are not bad in baseball. So when I heard that, they avoided another sweep yesterday to make it 76 in a row where they haven't been swept at home. And that's 2, 3, or 4 game series. So Luke's mad at me for talking down on his Orioles. I was very happy the Orioles won yesterday.
You're going to get suspended.
You do have the mic power over there. So Astros lose that one, fall another half game back of the Rangers, who were idle yesterday. So they sit 2.5 back in the AL West standings. Both Rangers and Astros open new series tonight. Houston is at home against Los Angeles Angels. A 7:10 first pitch from the Dirty Third. 6:40 coverage start time. We'll have it for you here on 100.7 The Score. Rangers got the day off in the Bay Area yesterday, and they hop across the bay to take on the San Francisco Giants. That series will start up tonight at 9:15, so an 8:45 coverage start time. You can listen in on Double T 97.3, Rangers Giants, first of a 3-game series. Texas Tech soccer debuts in the preseason poll at 5th for the Big 12. And normally you might be like, Hex, 5th out of 10? I was like, that's all right. But 5th out of 14 this go-round. It's still so weird to see on paper. Like, 14 teams listed. I know we saw it for football, but
yeah.
Plus you're kind of just guessing, picking and guessing at who's playing all the sports when you get outside the
Well, I've watched Big 12 soccer for 5 years, and if BYU can come in and have 3 on the all preseason team and just jump right into first place, that's impressive.
BYU,
there's some really good teams in this league.
BYU got the first place spot by 1 point. TCU was second. It was 156 to 155. Texas third right there as well, 152. Then West Virginia, then Texas Tech, UCF, Oklahoma State, Kansas, Oklahoma, Houston, Baylor, K-State, Cincy, and Iowa State rounds it out. So the Red Raiders picked top 5 in the preseason poll. Texas Tech football announces another sellout yesterday. The Houston game has been sold out, so 2 of the first 3 home games are sold out. The season opener against Oregon, and now the September 30th Big 12 home opener against Houston are sellouts. One thing that was noted by Don Williams yesterday, you won't have full capacity this year. That is not surprising with a chunk of your stadium empty or missing, but the number is 56,200. Normally a stadium that seats just over 60,000, 56,200. So you'll be missing about 4,000 seats. Comparative to a normal season. But that's really good news. I can't, like, truly, Hax, I don't remember the last time you've sold out 2 games in the preseason. Like, you've sold out games leading up to them, but 2 in the preseason, that's a big deal. And hype train is alive and well as we sit here on August 11th. I was actually kind of surprised that this was the next sellout game. Of your options, Kansas State's more attractive to me. TCU is definitely more attractive, but that one's a Thursday night, so maybe that's not as easy for people to get to. But the K-State game, you think? I mean, that's the Big 12 champion from last year coming in. But Houston, apparently plenty attractive enough, as the Red Raiders have sold that one out. Did I miss any headlines? Ooh, I feel like there's one more. Oh, yeah. The Texans debuted in the preseason last night. Didn't seem to go so well for Mr. Stroud, at least according to those that watched the game. I did not. I mean, are you watching any preseason?
No, I was doing other things.
Yeah, 20-9, the Texans won, if anybody cares, over the New England Patriots. C.J. Stroud went 2-for-4, so very small sample size. One of those incompletions was actually a completion to the other team. Interception there. So Stroud finishes this game with a quarterback rating of 17.7.
Hey!
I don't think you can really take too much away from a two-drive game that C.J. Stroud is in. But we'll see. I'm very skeptical of Stroud's ability to have success in the NFL. He's one I'm not all the way in on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the thoughts coming in. Yates Flooring Center chat line, whatever you want to bring in, you can do so on the or through that 100.7 The Score mobile app.
I was at something that was very eye-opening, educational, scary,
mm-hmm.
fun, and that was
Meet the Teacher.
Yes.
It's
so funny.
That could fit all those.
It's so funny because
scary, fun.
This has happened twice and in inverse situations.
Okay.
So the order that Perry and I went yesterday was to FMS.
Uh-huh.
Did Meet the Teacher. We spent a little extra time. New building, huge building. You know how big that thing is.
Yep. It
goes forever and ever. And so after that, we decided to go up to Matt Mooney's presentation of his new company, Athletic, with an IQ at the end.
Yeah.
Kind of like athlete.
Athletique.
Yeah, kind of like athlete off of The Office.
Yeah.
But when I got home, my wife said, how'd the deal go? I was like, man, it was crazy. And I started describing the Mooney deal. She's like, no. Meet the teacher.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's funny.
But no, yes, it was pretty, both of those things. But Mooney's got this new deal, and it's either going to be a $1 billion company that takes over the world,
yeah,
or a bust. It is just, it is amazing what this thing is. This robotic defender and, a ton of the big money people are up there. They're looking for investments. They're basically launching the company from Lubbock. They've got Lubbock people that have jumped in on the project.
He's
got like a staff of 12. It was at the Womble.
Yeah.
He's got like a staff of 12, engineers, all this stuff. It's really amazing. And, that's what I was at last night, was that presentation. But they're using AI, and
I've opened my eyes to the AI thing this week. Like, this was my first any bit of
it turns
trying
out
to
I've
use
got
it.
A friend from church who's going to let me use AI to try and integrate it into my play-by-play and
how so?
Preparation.
Okay.
Like just feeding the machine information and having it do the prep for you,
okay.
That kind of stuff. I was like, I mean, that could save me.
Oh, it could save a lot.
That could save me a month's worth of work.
Yeah, I've dabbled in it this week on just video editing type of stuff, and I gotta say, it's pretty amazing. It's still scary to me.
It scares me to death.
It's like, how are the computers that smart? Like, it's telling it. It gives me a paragraph of what this video it just produced is about. It tells me it grades its own video that it posts out. This is why this is a great video. Or this one's like, why this is not as good. It's like, how does it know all that? I know I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but This stuff does scare me. The robots are going to take over.
My son's like going.
It's gonna happen. Terminator wasn't enough warning 30 years ago. It's longer than that ago, right? 35 years ago.
Close enough.
It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, lots to get into. I got a list for you, Hex. The states that drink the most beer while playing golf.
Oh, nice.
Most beers per golf round by state. You got that? I got an autocorrect that caused a 911 call. Uh-oh. Story. Lots to dive into. Plenty
kinda
of sports
like the people
as well.
That are wearing the watches on the roller coasters.
Yeah, that.
You have been in an accident.
It's along those lines. It's the end of the bench. Hanging with you till noon on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's a Friday with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank studio. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. Keep your thoughts, comments rolling in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Got plenty of little tidbits want to get into over the next couple of hours. Here's one of them. Just saw Rory McIlroy on our television. Did you see the swipe he took yesterday?
Swipe? No, I did not.
I got to be careful on what's fake news and what's not. I got duped.
We got duped.
Yeah.
I'll lump in with that.
Got duped earlier in the week. But, so Phil Mickelson, I know you talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Oh, I did. Talked a lot about it.
Good grief.
Yeah.
What's going on with that guy? Rory says on the alleged gambling yesterday, says at least he can't bet, or he can bet on the Ryder Cup this year because he won't be a part of it.
That's low-hanging fruit.
That is low-hanging fruit. I don't know what to make of Rory because the bits I've seen of him on Full Swing, I kind of like him. Overall, I think he stood up for what he thought was right when it came to the live part and the PGA and his decision there. But he seems bitter over it still, especially towards people like Phil Mickelson, specifically, who kind of started the live train. So I don't know. I feel like Rory just needs to get over it. There's a little pettiness to him that and he needs to fight off. How intrigued are you by this Zuckerberg Elon fight?
I'll be intrigued once it arrives.
Okay.
But as far as giving any thought to it besides or outside of that realm, no real excitement. I don't think I'll be sitting there pondering who's going to win. But if, you know, you get to a Friday night or a Saturday night and the bell's about to ring, then I would be very interested to watch it.
So you're not going to pay any money to
watch
this?
No, I will not. No.
Well, Elon, on a fairly recent tweet.
Is there going to be a free Twitter stream?
This will be perfect for both of them because they're going to put it on Facebook and Twitter live.
There you go.
So this is how people will get to watch. You get to watch through either of them. This is all from Elon recently. Fight will be managed by Elon and Zuckerberg's foundations, not UFC. That's interesting. And Elon spoke with the Prime Minister of Italy and the Minister of Culture. They have agreed on an epic location in Rome. They're going to fight at the Colosseum. That seems weird to me.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But, like, where's the seating?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how you set that up.
I don't think there would be.
So are they just going to do it and then just make this all about streams and viewing elsewhere? Because, I mean,
that's just dumb.
So the Colosseum, I mean, it's cool, the history there, but I mean, you got to be so careful not to mess anything up. And I don't know, just seems like a strange location. But that's where they're going to end up done doing it. All proceeds of this fight. They're not going to make any money off of it, which they anticipate this. According to Elon, all proceeds are going to go to veterans.
That's funny. Hey,
at least they're going to give it to veterans.
Those guys will
not going to make any money.
Do something that doesn't involve making money.
That's true. All right. Let's look at today's calendar.
I should have been
your
dad,
daily
Joe.
Look at what's happening in the world of sports.
He laughed a lot more
and holidays.
There, will.
Let's check the calendar.
Today is Friday, August the 11th, year of our Lord 2023. Happy National Raspberry Tart Day. Ever had a raspberry tart? It's like a pie form.
I don't like raspberries.
Okay. It is Son and Daughter Day. Let's go hug them both.
Okay.
Annual Medical Checkup Day. I'm not going to participate today.
Oh, I've got a date. I've got a date set.
You got a date set?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Just, are you old enough where this
yep.
is like the...
Yep.
The glove and the finger?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Not quite there yet.
I think probably worse.
I can't think of much worse than that, except for what the procedure I got done recently.
Colonoscopy.
Oh. I hear the drink for that's really bad.
Oh, crap. I didn't know there was a drink.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
There's a drink you drink that clears you out, and it's like supposed to be horrific. Like probably the worst thing you put in your body ever.
Isn't oh, it? Great.
Like, or at least in your mouth. All right. Too many jokes there. It's Play in the Sand Day. Y'all, everybody, I'm sure there's been plenty of people that had the colonoscopy. Y'all tell Hacks about it on the chat line. Y'all go ahead and pour them in on the chat line. Tell them about the process.
I get till October to worry about that now.
Okay. Oof. Play in the Sand Day. It's every day in West Texas. And Presidential Joke Day. Does that mean I have to bring a joke about the president? There's too many. They write themselves. I don't need to. I'll avoid that with the dad joke. Happy birthday to Chris Hemsworth. Is he Thor?
Yeah.
Or is that Liam?
The first one.
Chris? Okay. Hulk Hogan has a birthday today. I want to guess at his
Hulkamania
age.
Hulkamania is, he's 70.
On the money. Nice. Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan's in his early 50s.
Mid, 56. Viola Davis? She plays MJ's mom in this new Air movie.
Oh, I have no idea.
58. Yeah, that's probably about it.
My mom's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama. Mama White. You want to give her age?
Truthfully, I don't know.
You don't know your mom's age?
Isn't that a good thing, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I am adopted.
I am adopted.
Do you know your mom's age?
Yes.
I have to think of what year it is to get my mom's age, but I know
75.
Oh, wow. Nice. Like, you couldn't even, like, guess at it, Lucas? You just found out?
Yeah. Well, I did text math.
It. Oh, okay.
No. She is...
You don't have to tell if you don't want to.
Almost a big number.
Almost a big number. Okay. Happy birthday, Mama White. Lots rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Y'all can chime in there. Here's this one. Question. Tech's first game is on CBS. I forgot about that. Do y'all think the game will also be on ESPN Plus? DirecTV doesn't have CBS no more. It will not be on ESPN Plus if it's on CBS. Those are competitors. You're going to have to find a buddy. The satellite companies and their fighting with stations is one of the most annoying things in the world, especially the local stations. Because I know back when Brad had Fox, there was disputes that go on with Dish Network or whatever. And that is one of the most annoying
things.
You're
going to lose lifetime television unless you call. And
right. It's terrible like that they can't get it all figured out. And I know there's two sides to every story, but figure it out and be there for your consumers. That's what's frustrating. So if you don't have CBS and you want to watch that first game against Wyoming, you got to find a buddy or a bar and probably get set up pretty good, because that's a frustrating thing. Or a friend with a password. That seems to be the route nowadays. But yeah, will not be on ESPN Plus. Can say that.
Have you watched the Manziel thing yet?
I have not. No, haven't had a chance. But there is a takeaway from that is pretty. I saw someone tweet about it, and it's pretty amazing.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Moving on to hour number two, it's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Axton, I'm Choice Woodman. We got Luke Spy across the way handling us as usual. Keep hitting us up. Many of you have on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We appreciate all of the dots and comments rolling in there. Few more on this front. The drugs for the colonoscopy make it worth the procedure.
Okay.
Also, have the doc stop by your prostate while he's in there.
I got to be honest with you.
Oh, the guy.
That crossed my mind this morning. I was like, can you go ahead and do that? Can I get a twofer?
Two for one? colonoscopy drink is not the huge gallon of liquid anymore, though. It's 2 8-ounce bottles of liquid you can mix with Crystal Light or other flavored mixes. Okay, no big deal. The worst part, that's all I've always heard, is just how awful the drink is.
Okay.
The worst part is being really hungry and knowing someone is going to have to shove something up your bum shortly thereafter. All right. There you go. There's this graphic as well.
Choice, what are you doing? Why would you open this up for conversation? But I guess I should have not brought it up. Again, I share too much.
Well, yeah, oversharing is this what we do at times.
I know, and it comes back to bite you. It does.
Well, I mean, people are, legit telling you things. You're learning.
I try to be, use it on you in the future.
Oh, they do.
Like you try to be forthright. You try to, tell people, confide a little bit, and then next thing you know, it's being used on you in bad ways.
Oh yeah.
I guess, but the problem is, I don't know if I can be any other way. I want to be entertaining. I want to be, I'm just like you folks out there. Everybody's a human here, and.
Right.
Because I talk into a microphone for 7 hours a day. It doesn't make me any different than you. So, anyway, I don't know if I can be any other way, but it'll probably end up getting me fired at some point.
So, Chip Kelly has pitched a unorthodox realignment idea. So, we all look at Notre Dame. We in the Power Five are like, getting a conference, Notre Dame. Almost everybody does.
Do we really?
Probably not as much anymore, but a lot of people have. Who cares? So, Chip Kelly is inspired by Notre Dame. He says, why don't we just all do what Notre Dame has been doing all these years? Notre Dame is independent in football. They're in a conference and everything else. Why don't we just go all independent in football, take the 64 teams in Power 5, make that one division, take the 64 teams in Group of 5, make it another division. We play for a championship. They play for a championship. No one else gets affected. Goes on to say, our sport is different than everybody else's. We play once a week. Travel's not a big deal for football, but it is a big deal for other sports. So that's my theory. This is not the craziest idea I've heard out there.
Absolutely not.
I mean, football is basically a separate entity already.
Well, and there have been coaches speak out, and I think rightfully so, that football is this massive, it's kind of got like a Death Star gravitational pull. And so once football is, or once conference alignment realignment is determined, UCLA and USC go all the way to the Big Ten. Really, this is about football. Now all those incredible Olympic sports that they have at those institutions.
Oh, yeah.
They get sucked along. They bring them with them.
They do.
And everything is now vacuumed over to UCLA and Indiana in volleyball, soccer, rowing, I guess, whatever.
UCLA and Rutgers, so, on a.
I don't know how you could do this, because it seems like the structure of conferences plays a big role.
It does. There's no way this could happen.
Yeah, and again, this is coming from the we're Notre Dame type situation, you know.
Well, I mean, the part with this that's not feasible is think about how messy these TV contracts are for conferences.
Yeah.
If you made it individual entities, like it is for Notre Dame alone, like how much money, how big the gaps would get if Alabama has their own football TV contracts versus a Texas Tech, or go down to Rutgers or Kansas. It would be horrible. Yeah. It'd be stupid.
Why am I paying X for Oregon State while paying X for Notre Dame?
So I think you could branch off what he's saying, and you do still separate football within conferences, though. But football needs to become its own thing. Football needs to fully separate from the NCAA, just make it its own, make its own path. And I think we're on our way to that anyway. It basically, it makes its own rules anyway.
It's like you said, though, at the start, it's not the worst thing that we've heard.
There's been a lot of bad stuff.
It's actually got some merit to bringing it up and thinking about it and talking it through on what it would look like. But, yeah, it's I do feel really bad for those. And I heard one of the coaches out west, like, it was, I think it's the new Stanford football coach. He's like, you know, when people came across this country, they had to go for 3 months in wagons and go through the mountains, and they changed. They were completely changed people when they got out there.
Yep.
We got to be on a plane for 5 to 6 hours. It's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal when you talk about the expense, the travel.
Sure.
Again, if you're going to go from Los Angeles all the way over to State College, and just to play a volleyball game,
get to the
hotel, play the game, get back on the plane. And again, he mentioned a lot of these teams are flying commercial, which means you're going to go to Chicago, then you're going to go to L.A. It is a big deal for these student-athletes, and it's going to really be tough on them.
Yeah, that's where I do wonder, Hacks, with the how much did those two schools, UCLA and USC in particular, and you could throw Washington and Oregon into that, how much do they truly look at the, okay, this is what we're bringing in versus this is how much our expenses are going to increase? Because it's going to be a ton of money increase, because you go from bouncing around to Arizona and to Washington.
I'd hate to be the ops people out there now, man. The administrators that have to get hotels in Chicago now. And
every road game from UCLA or from USC.
Going over the Rockies.
Every single one. Well, I guess now that they've added Oregon and Washington, this helps some. But before Oregon and Washington, every game except for the one where they play each other, USC and UCLA.
Central and Eastern time zone.
You're going,
you
got
to go over
country.
A time zone to even think about playing in the Central or Eastern time zones.
It's wild. Just the shine of the almighty dollar and how much it just, it's flies to a fly trap. You just go for it without even thinking, really.
Well, they went into NIL without even thinking. They went into this. We've been in this realignment phase with some thinking, but not a ton.
It seems
about
to be the
survival and getting the money.
Yeah, it's the approach of, hey, let's go do it, and then we'll figure it out from there. That seems to be the approach nowadays. Like, now we're getting all sorts of, oh, well, let's try these rules out with NIL, and we'll try these rules out with transfer portal, because we obviously screwed it up the way we set it up the first time. Just a wide, wide, wide world out there in the land of college athletics.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank Studio. We appreciate you choosing to make us part of your Friday. Hopefully it's a good one for you and yours. Any big weekend plans?
Baseball. We got some baseball this weekend. Baseballs. With the donk.
Baseballs. That's always fun.
We go Saturday, Sunday, Monday with baseball games, I think all evening, so that'll be good for the ball of fire.
Right.
How about you?
We're going so playing this golf tournament named after my grandpa out in Olton, Texas.
Olton.
VV Scott Memorial Tournament. It's the fun one though. It's 9 holes in daylight, 9 holes in dark, where we play with the glow in the dark balls and the flag sticks that are glow in the dark, and you can't lose your ball though. If you do, you don't have another ball.
So is it a scramble?
Yeah, it's a scramble.
Oh, you'll be fine.
No, it's fun. It's fun though. All right. So betting preview for anyone interested in this sort of stuff. It's just got the latest Caesars Sportsbook odds in the Big 12 Conference for conference national championship playoffs, making the playoffs. Longhorns are going off even odds right now to win the conference. People are betting the Longhorns quite a bit, like they do every year. Sooners are second at 3-1. Kansas State 6.5-1, and there's your Red Raiders, fourth on the list at 10-1 odds to win the Big 12 Conference. Texas Christian next, followed by Baylor. Iowa State, this one makes zero sense to me. Iowa State's 7th on the list. Even amidst all of this, everything we're learning, and the odds will turn a little bit over coming days, but to win the conference, Iowa State's at 25-1 odds.
That's crazy.
You know who's dead last?
Cincy.
Cincy's at 60-1, tied for 11th with BYU. West Virginia's 90-1, and then 100-1 odds.
Oh, Houston.
Houston Cougars. I'm surprised they're last, though. I mean, dead last. That's to win.
So if that plays out that way, is Holgorsen the coach next year?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Both of those guys at the bottom, too. West Virginia and Houston, they're gone. To win a national championship, Texas Tech goes off at 150-1. Scoop up those odds now. It's the time. And
did you see the odds for the specific game? Specific Big 12 championship game? Did you see that?
No,
so it's like Texas versus Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Is
I don't think I've seen that. No.
1. Texas versus K-State is 2. Texas versus Texas Tech is 3. Texas
really?
Versus.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't seen that. I'd like to see that.
Well, if I'd have brought my phone, you know,
you'd have shown me. To make the playoffs, Texas, just to make the playoffs, 3-1 odds to get into the playoffs. Light your money on fire.
Playoffs.
9-1 for the Sooners, 14-1. And Texas Tech, probably the best odds they've ever been to get into the playoff at 25-1 to get into the college football playoff. So Vegas backing up some high hopes for the Red Raiders. This is what was interesting out of this. Some notable game lines that are out. OU versus Texas is already out. Longhorns a 7-point favorite at the Cotton Bowl. Texas at Alabama. Is out.
Tied. Tied 12.
7.
Yeah.
In Tuscaloosa.
Okay, well, I'm taking Roll Tide.
Scoop that up, too. And then Oregon at Texas Tech. This one, this is the first I've seen of this anywhere.
Tech minus 2.
Other direction.
Oregon minus 2.
So Oregon minus 3. I think that line will move towards the Red Raiders. I think it's going to be pretty darn close to a pick'em by game time. Assuming that line hangs there. And
we'll be there with Optimum Game Day Live.
We sure will, all day long. So, just thought some of those things were rather interesting. Looking at the latest in the Vegas odds and Texas Tech. It's time for questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
I heard this question somewhere yesterday. I don't even know where. Maybe it was the day before. Who deserves more credit, X? A caddy for winning a golf tournament or a catcher for a no-hitter?
Oh, catcher for a no-hitter.
Really?
Absolutely.
Coming from a former catcher.
Yes.
Okay. Rank the three events in the Olympics that you think you have the best chance at winning moving forward. We got 11 left.
Oh, I thought you meant like the real Olympics.
No, no, no. Our the score Olympics.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going Chuck Hines here where he thinks he can beat Michael Phelps.
Swimming. Number one is shuffleboard.
I think that's accurate.
Number two is
3-point contest.
Frisbee golf.
Oh, really?
Yes. Unless Clint's some kind of whiz.
He is.
He is.
I don't know if he is. He's the one who suggested the event.
Very well.
And he lives right by the course.
Speaking of Viking, he just walked by.
Okay, so frisbee golf.
And bowling.
Bowling. The one last Olympics you said you had no chance in and lied straight to my face over and over.
No, that's incorrect. I learned how to bowl mid-game.
right when we did it.
I just needed five straight strikes, and I just happened to get them.
God. Again, nothing that made me more mad in all the Olympics than Hacks lying about
I will never forget your face when you were putting your shoes on afterwards.
Because I told you.
You were livid.
I told you, I'm going to average somewhere in the 140s or so, and
you're like, well, it's
like,
over.
Hax is like, oh, you got this then. You're going to win this one easily. And then Hax goes and rolls 60s and 70s.
I average about 110. Used to. Not anymore.
Now he's got
learned how to bowl.
I'm going to beat you this time.
I don't think you are.
Last time I played one game, 183. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you choke. Backwards bowl.
In a 5-hour road trip, how many times?
I'm excited to see that because I haven't seen this yet.
The bowling?
Yeah.
And you will have a front row seat.
You will.
I will.
In a 5-hour road trip, how many times do you hit the rumble strip?
No. Here's my thing on the rumble strip. I would rather hit the rumble strip than have a head-on crash. So I give plenty of
when it's a two lane I agree with that.
So on a 5-hour trip or five times
if I'm close to a truck too, I'll tend to
my kids were like, way to go, Dad, hit the wheel. Like, I know we're alive, so get off me.
So take that, kids.
Okay. I hit it a lot.
I do too. 5 out of 5 in 5 hours. I'll probably go more than that, Lucas. So like a road trip to Dallas. How many times are you hitting the rumble strip?
Maybe twice.
Twice? Yeah, I'm at least five times, if not more than that. Hex, if you got to ask one question to future self of anything, what would it be?
How'd you do it?
Do what?
Stay alive.
Oh, okay. Like, what age are you asking this to?
48.
Which future self? 48. All right. Just for fun. All right, keep them coming. It's Flooring Center chat line. Y'all have chimed in quite a bit.
It'd be, how'd you do it? How'd you keep from getting fired?
How'd you keep from getting fired?
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for Ask the Bench Warmers. Plenty of room for your questions. Bring them in on the A's Flooring Center chat line. That's the easiest route. You can tweet us at 107 The Score, which we'll get to our poll question in a moment. Visual Edge IT Hotline, if you want to head to the front of the line, dial us up there. 806-771-0973. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton. Lucas White with you on this Friday. Questions for any and all of us and any and all varieties are welcome today. We did have a poll question out there, though we know how slanted this will be. The Vegas over-under for Texas Tech win total is sitting at 7.5 right now. So we just went with that for our over-under today. 94% of our audience goes over the 7.5 wins, so not too much surprising there. 5.7% saying Texas Tech will win less than 7.5 games in 2023.
Right, pessimism not existent at this moment.
Not here. No, it is.
Like I said, you set that way too low, man. You should have said it.
I just said it. What Vegas had it.
Well, you should have set it at 9 because you knew your audience is going to go over.
We might do that next week. Just try it.
Set it at 9.
Do our own.
Then see what your percentages are.
Yeah.
Or set it at 8.5.
8.5. Bump it another full game. Yeah. Probably so. Probably
sorry,
so.
I sliced my hand open.
I was wondering why you got the Band-Aid. Two people. Raiders Dad says, I'll put a 12-pack in the cooler and finish it before I'm done with 18 holes. Someone else said, 12 beers over 18 holes is really easy to do. Maybe I have a problem.
No, you just, it's called a snack. 12 beers is a snack.
How do you do that? Like, that one beer I chugged, I felt like I was going to explode. How can you drink through 12 beers without dying?
Well, first of all, they're not chugging all 12.
Mm.
So that had a factor in it. But obviously, we all know that you're not a drinker, so.
Still.
I won't talk about man cards or anything like that.
I don't have one, so. Grandpa card. My mom wants everybody in the audience to know that she has never texted hell before yesterday. So.
That's funny. Now you have.
Now it's going to autocorrect to that all the time, Mom. That's funny. Apparently, I'm being monitored at the moment. All right, your questions continue to roll in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Have we already dunked on A&M shutting down their NIL collective? Yeah, we actually just did a little bit.
I appreciate Viva for doing that because that's been on my mind after seeing it, and we just hadn't brought it up yet.
I mean, there's been quite a bit of news for a Friday. Benchwarmers, did you ever break something that was really expensive as a kid? Yeah, a couple of things come to mind.
Talked about blocking that one golf ball right through the master bedroom mm-hmm. window.
Yeah.
I was practicing my golf swing in the living room, and I'd just eaten some chicken. And the club went flying out and took a huge dent up in, mm-hmm. in Mark up in the ceiling, up in the popcorn ceiling up there.
Yeah. So your greasy hands are the mm-hmm. cause of that. Three things come to mind. The thing I felt
my
the
brother's
worst,
leg.
I broke my brother's arm, pushed him off the trampoline. Broke my buddy's ribs once. My best friend in high school, his dad.
Fire him. Fire him.
What are you talking about?
Fire him, please.
That wasn't when I was a kid.
What we've done there with choice, now you fire him right away because of accountability.
You weren't talking about me then. It was another situation where I broke my buddy's ribs.
No, you were the buddy. My best friend's dad in high school, I broke his ribs when we were playing 2-on-2 basketball with him and my dad, and I felt bad about that one. The one I felt terrible about as a kid was mom had just got this like fancy vase looking thing for her birthday. Dad got mom this fancy vase thing, and we were running through the house when I was like 7 years old. Shattered that sucker so bad, like right after she got it. I don't know how expensive it was, but I felt horrible for it because she made me feel pretty bad too. But her dad made me feel bad about it. I exploded a golf cart once. That was pretty expensive, I'm sure. And then I rolled a four-wheeler. Unfortunately, we didn't survive. It did okay after, but I busted that sucker up. So I was an expensive kid.
I was playing catch with a friend of mine in his front yard, and I threw a baseball over his head and shattered his dad's car window.
Car window?
Back window. Yeah.
The worst thing that I've got from the Lubbock days is Perry and I were playing catch on the side of the house. My buddy JB works really hard, and he used to be my neighbor. They've moved to a new house, but JB gets home from like a 12-hour day, and he's opened up the back of his truck, and he's organizing his tools so he can be ready to go the next day. Perry airmails me, and I swear it hits JB right in the temple.
Oh my gosh,
welcome home, man. Oh, I felt so awful. Good thing he is a good dude, because I could have seen somebody just losing it.
Wow. This from Clay. Benchwarmers, would you take the Oxford strength Strangler back if it guarantees a national championship? Any idea on this one? Oxford Strangler?
What about the Scranton Strangler?
That's what I think of that. Oh, this is the Oxford Murders. Okay. I don't. That's too weird of a question. Sorry, Clay. I'll do a lot of things for a national championship, but.
Not take back a murderer.
I don't know about murderers. That's kind of weird territory. Benchwarmers, Labor Day is around the corner, and you're invited to a cookout. Who would make the best burger and food for the family? Peter Griffin, Homer in The Simpsons, or Hank Hill and family?
Oh, Hank. Although he's going to use propane, and I'd rather use charcoal. I'm a charcoal guy.
Propane's the way to go, bud. So Hank's got it right to begin with.
Why? Taste the heat.
It's consistent.
Taste the meat, not the heat.
It's consistent. Yep. Taste the heat. Taste the meat.
It's definitely Hank.
Yeah, Hank out of those. I don't even know about Homer. Peter Griffin.
Homer be too hammered. Peter be too hammered.
He's going to do something stupid. Yeah.
Peanut Griffin.
Hank's going to be the one.
It's too bad we don't have Stubbs around right now. He could give us a great Homer to end the sure week with.
I'm sure he could.
How many beers are you going to have this weekend, Homer? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking about 18 beers, Jeff. Oh, that was so fun.
One per hole, apparently. Mm. Someone says a beer per hole is the only way to play golf. Oh, okay. Thank you, Clay. I'm sorry. That went so far over my head. Multiple people saying Chris Beard is the Oxford Strangler. Okay, so my old brain.
Oh, man, we're like 90 seconds away from being done and not being fired.
My brain went Oxford, like, you know, England.
Me too.
Not me too. Oxford, Mississippi.
Me too.
Tons of people saying, come on, dudes, it's Chris Beard. Sorry. I hadn't heard that.
No. I'm not getting involved in this.
Are you taking that back if it means a national championship for basketball?
Are you kidding me?
Okay. That's an easy no for Hacks.
Are you kidding me?
No. No. It's an easy one. Sorry about it.
I mean, to me, that would be on the... Nope.
Not getting fired today.
I can see the clock. The music's about to start. No.
I love like that you're speaking out loud what your thoughts are right now. No, don't do it, Hacks. Not getting fired today. No, that's an easy no. Crimes against women are the easiest thing for me to say you are a scumbag with. So, yeah, I'll take last year's season over before bringing Chris Beard back here. Sorry, bro. I know there's some Chris Beard lovers out there that would like to have him back. Not worth it. It won't matter because Grant McCaslin's going to be freaking awesome. Excited to usher in this new era. You made it, dude.
Made it.
Almost right to the end. Oh, you guys. Charcoal over propane every time.
Yeah.
In the chat line.
Every time.
Actually, if I have my pick, I'm cooking with wood. That's the way I'll go. Except not that one time where I burned some wieners.
Come on over.
Well, you got to do it slow if we're going to cook with wood.
We were trying
to go way too fast and get events in. That was the last Olympics, too.
Mm-hmm.
The next one will be back on Monday. Big event. Hacks, have a great weekend.
You too.
For Hacks and Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.